I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Adam Stasinski. Coming up on this week's episode, a taco festival happening in Lakeview this weekend is raising money for a group called Friends of Lakeview. Plus, some additional information on some scams that the Better Business Bureau is tracking through the end of summer. And we are joined now by Becca Gersh. She is the CEO of Friends of Lakeview, and we're going to be discussing not just Friends of Lakeview here, but also an event that is benefiting Friends of Lakeview this weekend. That is Lakeview Taco Fest, which begins Saturday and is also taking place today. So, Becca, first off, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and excited to talk about all things Taco Fest and Lakeview.
So we will definitely talk about Taco Fest in a little bit here. But first, I want to focus on Friends of Lakeview, which until this event and group was brought to me, I wasn't all that familiar with. So how about we just start by having you tell us a little bit about Friends of Lakeview?
Yeah, I'm happy to. Friends of Lakeview, we are a 501c3 nonprofit. We partner with the Lakeview Roscoe Village Chamber of Commerce and SSA 27 to serve the greater Lakeview, West Lakeview neighborhood. So we work with, you know, fundraising grants, and we support the neighborhood and a high quality of life for our amazing community. So that includes everything from investment in public art. We're currently working on an investment in a garden under the low line at Paulina Station. So it'll increase, beautification and just improving the quality of life for all of the residents of Lakeview.
So when you say public art, I've always been curious about what exactly that means. Cause you know, the first thing I think that comes to mind with public art is things like graffiti on various areas, but it's not just graffiti. I mean, people take time to create these things sometimes.
Absolutely. In partnership with the SSA, which is another funding arm that we work with, we've made community murals. We just installed, we have multiple different varieties where we paid talented artists that we commissioned to really beautify the neighborhood in multiple ways. So yeah, it's not just a tagging art. This is something that we're looking to really make an impact on, on the buildings, on the CTA corridors, on different walls and different parts of our neighborhood to make a lasting, real added value to the area.
Something that caught my eye as I was reading a bit about Friends of Lakeview and Lakeview Taco Fest, which again, I will have you discuss in a minute here, but something that caught my eye on your website, which is at friendsoflakeview.org, is this Dine Out West Lakeview project, I think is the best way to describe it, that it seems to have developed during the pandemic. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, we've actually phased it out because our businesses have successfully been able to bring folks back in. But it was a big investment we made last year and in 2020 to do expanded outdoor seating and to sort of designate a closed portion of the neighborhood of one of our side streets off of Southport, which is one of our big commercial corridors, to designate for outdoor dining to keep people safe, but also encourage investment in our restaurants. So it was really successful, embraced by the community. and we really activated, a quiet side street into basically an outdoor restaurant. So luckily, we haven't had to do that again this year. And our restaurants have been creative and have been successful with the restrictions kind of rolling back. But Friends of Lakeview made a big investment at the time when there was real need in the community. Friends of Lakeview stepped up and put their dollars where they really knew would matter, which would benefit both the businesses and the residents, which is really what we're always looking for, really helping both groups in our neighborhood.
Oh, that's great. So I guess it's a good thing, I guess, that it is not necessary anymore. But that's a really cool project that you guys were able to carry out to help out businesses in the area. Let's go ahead and talk about Taco Fest, which again started yesterday and is also taking place today, Sunday. So just tell me everything about it.
Yes. Well, this is our big marquee fundraiser. It's one of the sort of final, I don't want to say final, but we're coming into the end of the festival season in the city. And we've been, this is our ninth year. We've been a mid-September street festival for 9 years. And it's just one of my favorite events. I was looking at the weather, and I don't like to say it out loud, but it's looking like we're going to have another beautiful day today. And we're just really, really excited. We have 12 taco vendors. We're at full capacity on our taco vendors. We have a great representation from throughout the city, both local vendors such as Tuco and Blondie, as well, and Beat Kitchen, who are within a few feet of our event, which is I should say is on Southport from Addison to Roscoe. So you can take the Southport L and you can get Southport Brown Line Station and walk right into the festival. It's really accessible from a lot of different parts of the city, but so we have great tacos from vendors throughout the city. South Side is well represented, as well as the North Side, and we have two stages. So there'll be tons of music. We have the mariachis performing this afternoon. We also have the really popular Lucha Libre Mexican wrestlers, which I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they are so fun to watch. They're really entertaining. They're really talented. And nice. we have a big ring set up, and they'll be out there at 5 o'clock today. So that really gets people excited. We just have a ton of great activities. There's a really fun kids area where there's bounce houses, as well as face painting, balloon artists, all kinds of good stuff.
And I also saw that people who attend can help vote on the Chicago's best taco, it sounds like.
Yes, we have a text to vote. So we're asking you guys to come out and try, a traditional classic taco, as well as some of the more fun, unique versions with, we've got some seafood and duck and goat tacos out there. So we ask you to come over, taste and vote for your favorite. We have a really fun taco shaped trophy that we hand out. Last year, Tandoor Char House was our winner. So they're going to be in the mix again. They're one of our favorites. They're coming out, and we'll see if they can win for a second year. But we need the crowd to vote for their favorite. That's what makes it fun. It's a democratic process over at Taco Fest.
and so how long has Friends of Lakeview been doing Lakeview Taco Fest?
So 9 years. Yeah. Oh, wow. We're getting into our adolescence. This fest has been a neighborhood mainstay for 9 years. We did have to take 1 year off during COVID, but last year we were able to put the event on in 2021, and it was embraced by the community. We were, just so proud of how successful we were able to be, even with COVID, on everyone's mind. And so this year with the safety considerations and vaccines in place, we're just looking for a really celebratory vibe and continued fun all day today. So yeah, we're opening at 11. We'll have music and all the tacos that you can eat and drinks you can drink until 10 p.m. tonight.
That's awesome. It sounds like a great time. And we're talking with Becca Gersh. She is CEO of Friends of Lakeview, who are putting on Lakeview Taco Fest, which, again, as you just mentioned, Becca, is capping off today, but it also took place yesterday, and the proceeds from the event benefit Friends of Lakeview. There's a couple of things I wanted to ask you about Friends of Lakeview. You mentioned the Lakeview Low Line beautification that you're working on. So when you say low line, for people that maybe don't live in the neighborhood or are new, what is Lakeview Low Line?
Yeah, this is a really unique concept that we're really proud of in the neighborhood. We've basically, partnered with the CTA, raised significant funds, and made an investment under the L, underneath the Southport Station and the Paulina Station, to make them activations. So we hold farmers markets that the Lowline Farmers Market is every Tuesday night in under the Southport Station. That's sponsored by Friends of Lakeview as well. So we've been able to put activations directly under the L. So it might not be the quietest farmer's market you've ever attended, but it is true, you know, urban living, where you're able to talk to your farmers and also, you know, jump off the L after a hard day of work and end up at home with a, you know, with a basket full of fresh fruit and vegetables that, you know, that you picked up at your local farmer's market. So we've also done the same, same idea at Paulina Station, where we have seating elements and murals in the area. And at the holidays, they're lit up with great holiday decor. So it's really encouraging people and connecting our communities. Those are our two sort of anchors, the Paulina and Southport Station kind of anchor the West Lakeview community. And so we've really made a big investment in sort of beautifying those areas and making them safer and more appealing, and really bringing, you know, art and beauty and activation to what traditionally is kind of an eyesore in the neighborhood. You know, you use the L to get on and off, but you don't really want to spend a lot of time there. And we've really, you know, made an investment and made those sort of landmarks in our community, that destinations for our residents.
That is such a cool idea, and I think it's something that, you know, I think you touched on it there. Like, it's not something that, you know, if you live in the city, you really think about. You use the L, you get on and off, but there's this space there that there's so much room for things like the farmers market and creating gardens and whatnot. So it seems like so much of better use of space rather than it just being an alley, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, it takes creative thinkers, and it takes some, you know, some time and investment in the process. And we have, you know, great partners with the CTA, because it obviously is their property that they're, you know, that they're supporting our investments with. But yeah, it's a way to sort of rethink what exists and what is a really utilitarian need in the neighborhood. We need public transit for a thriving neighborhood, but we can make it, we can find an upside in a beautification that, we can use it for different purposes, not just getting from here to there, but getting people to stick around our neighborhood and really enjoy some of the benefits of what's underneath the L. It's really cool.
And I know that, you know, as a 501(c) nonprofit organization, you're dependent on donations and events like Lakeview Taco Fest, which again is taking place this weekend, to help bring in funds. So if people want to get involved or want to donate to the organization, how can they do that?
Yeah, we'd love to have you at Taco Fest today. It's $10 suggested donation at the gates. And then also you can support us through friendsoflakeview.org and reach out to us if you want to get involved, or if you want to make a donation or be a partner with us. We're always looking for creative, you know, new opportunities to make investments in the neighborhood and build partnerships. So it's a living, breathing, you know, nonprofit. We're always trying to think creatively and look for the next big thing that we can really help improve our neighborhood and our city. So we're really proud of what we've done, and we're looking forward to sort of what we're doing next.
I'm curious now, as we start getting into fall and the winter, what type of events or activities or beautification projects you can do during the winter to try to improve the neighborhood, or what Friends of Lakeview does during the winter to help support the neighborhood?
You know, it obviously is challenging. People sort of shift their focus. You know, we really try and support the residents and the businesses year round. So, you know, while we might not have a winter farmers market necessarily, we'll be continuing to, you know, finish up the garden, which is a year round garden. So there'll be plants that'll live in the winter and thrive, not necessarily, the beautiful spring plants, but they'll be, you know, the visual impact will still live on. And then, yeah, we just have to be creative, and we're working on some DEI initiatives and some sort of longer term projects that are kind of, you know, that are not season specific. So those are the bigger projects we're working on. We're getting excited to kind of announce some new things in the coming months, focusing on kind of connecting with other neighborhoods and partnering and you know, just kind of empowering some other neighborhoods and learning from them as well. So that's kind of our next step. We're excited to sort of see where that takes us, but we're in the planning stages of that. So there's a lot more exciting things to come.
It's great. It sounds awesome. And again, we're speaking with Becca Gersh, CEO of Friends of Lakeview. Once again, we want to make sure we mention that Lakeview Taco Fest, which benefits Friends of Lakeview, is taking place this weekend, yesterday, and today. Last thing I want to ask you, Becca, is we touched on a project, Dine Out West Lakeview, that you were able to do during the peak of the pandemic, which has kind of been phased out. But I've been asking a lot of these groups that I speak to how you got through the peaks of the pandemic and have been able to survive, because it was difficult on businesses that we mentioned, but I know it was also really difficult on nonprofit groups like yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I think we had to pivot. I mean, I sort of wear a few different hats, and I work both as like a representative of the local Chamber of Commerce, the Lakeview Roscoe Village Chamber, and the 501c3 Friends of Lakeview. And, you know, you really have to, you know, we had to streamline, we had to, you know, cut budgets and be realistic, but also, you know, prove our value to the neighborhood. And that's, I think that's the biggest thing, is to step up and think creatively to help our businesses. And then we can continue to, you know, to further our mission. So when we show our value, we get more investment and more donations and more support. So I think that was sort of our focus, was to meet the businesses and the residents where they were. How can we, you know, Dine Out is a perfect example. Another one is Trick or Treat on Southport. You know, we couldn't do it in 2020, but we were really passionate about getting that back to the community for 2021. And it's coming up this year as well. It's another one of our big programs that Friends of Lakeview sponsors. And we, you know, we shut down part of Southport, and it brings thousands of kids out. We entertain, we partner with a lot of community partners and have all kinds of events and a pumpkin patch and costumes and trick-or-treating with the businesses. And so we just, you know, we know that the community needs our presence. And so however we could do it during COVID, we had to, you know, at whatever scale we could do it, we had to do it. And now we're really thrilled that we can bring back these full, you know, these full events that everyone has, you know, come to love and expect in the neighborhood. So we're happy that COVID's not behind us, and mm-hmm. there are still challenges that everyone's facing, but we're really happy that we can, you know, return to what feels like a little more of a normal year of programming and and bringing quality events to the neighborhood.
Okay, Becca, well, that's really all that I had for you. Is there anything that I didn't touch on that you'd like to mention?
No, I don't think so. I just want to remind folks, we have a great lineup of really fun music and great food today. So definitely swing by. If you're in the neighborhood, jump off the Brown Line at Southport and come wave to us. We'll be out slinging beers and hopefully making everybody happy.
All right. Sounds good. Becca, thank you so much for being on with us.
I appreciate the time. Thank you.
And again, the second day of Lakeview Taco Fest begins at 11 a.m. today. A $10 suggested donation benefits Friends of Lakeview, and if you'd like to find out more information about Friends of Lakeview and all their various projects, you can go to friendsoflakeview.org.
I'm listening daily. You are not alone. During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. Here's licensed therapist Dr. Chris Donahue on dealing with insomnia.
A lot of us are talking about insomnia with the collective stress that we're all going through. Sleep is going to be one of the most important ways and one of the best ways to actually boost your immune system. Sleep has a really important component that helps us drop cortisol levels, which is one of the most powerfully destructive stress hormones, and helps us boost and helps our immune system simmer down and calm down. So we really do want to be taking our sleep patterns seriously. If you're feeling as though you're worrying and stress is spiking before you fall asleep, there's a lot of things we can do, such as really engaging in fun, humorous, joyful conversation. I myself have been doing gratitude lists. That's a really good way to kind of set the tone to fall asleep and to be able to stay asleep.
Talk has the power to save lives. Find out more at imlistening.org.
This is Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Adam Stasinski. To wrap up today's episode, I recently spoke with Steve Burness, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, serving Chicagoland and Northern Illinois, about a number of scams that the Better Business Bureau is tracking. One of them, a rather timely one, as the discussions of student loan forgiveness has been prevalent throughout the nation this summer. I spoke with Steve about scams that are now taking place around student loan forgiveness. If there's something to be scammed, it's the people who are going to do it. So now we're seeing with the idea of student loan forgiveness out there from the federal government and, you know, forgiving up to certain amounts. Now we're seeing scammers, it looks like, try to take advantage of people that are I know I am certainly excited at the possibility of it. So I know that people making a call about it would perk my ears, but you need to be careful.
Exactly. Anytime there's new information out there or not enough information, the scammers take advantage of it. So we're seeing it already in our scam trackers at Better Business Bureau. Scammers wasted no time capitalizing on the Biden administration's plan to cancel some student federal loan debt. So we have seen reports already, people getting calls or text or messages on their social media sites saying they can help them. They can, get the money to them faster from the government. And some of them are charging. You need your credit card because you got to pay to get this information on how to, get the money from the government forgiven. There's just so many different variations of it. So I just want consumers to be aware of just really deal with the U.S. Department of Education only. Nobody's going to call you out of the blue and say that they can help you faster, get the money faster, or you need to pay for something in order to get this or become a part of the list. You will get information from the U.S. Department of Education. And if you'd like, you can go on their website and you can put on their email list and they can, they'll send you more information as things go along. But most of these situations, the government knows about you already, so you're not going to need to do anything. You know what I mean? So it's going to, money just will be coming when they do dole it out. It's right now that people don't know what's happening and it's not ready yet anyway, but people are asking for, credit cards already and we need your social security number. So they're just banking on this new information and nobody knows what to do.
And so that's what leads me to the next point here, which is you don't need to pay for the guidance, I guess we'll say, for applying for forgiveness or however you want to put it. It's a free thing that the government is putting out there. So these companies or people trying to get you to pay fees for this guidance is illegitimate.
Correct. Any type of fee, whether it be whatever they say it is, it could be a penalty, it could be guidance, it could be just to help you get in line or to sign up for it. If anybody asks you for advance fee in any way, that's usually the tip off to rip off. Most instances, advance fees are prohibited until you get the product or service itself. So again, consumers, students, especially the younger generation, don't know what to do because they want the money. Mm. They want to be relieved from this debt. So people are calling out of the blue and just using information to their advantage to try to extract information from you, including your information and your student aid numbers and things of that nature. So again, nobody's going to call you out of the blue, and just deal with the United States Department of Education. Go to their website. They have a plethora of information. But again, it's not ready yet, so nothing has been etched in stone. But
school
the scammers
is back
are on the trail already.
Full session here, and especially with school nowadays, a lot more things are done online than when I was in school or you were in school. And so I know that the Better Business Bureau has some tips for some internet safety tips as students, parents start getting into the full swing of things here.
Yeah, just be very careful. As you there's a lot of information on the internet, a lot of stores, a lot of places to buy things, which may be fraudulent. They use the school's name, so they say it's endorsed by the school. You may even get an email from your teacher asking you to buy these things or buy into this company or give us your credit card information, whatever it may be. It's just amazing what the scammers will do. And I can keep talking about different variations. So in essence, if you get something from the school that say, you think it's from the school, make sure you verify it. Even if you're getting it from your teacher, from a different email address. So if it's from a school email address, it's different. But a lot of times after they look a little deeper, hey, this came from a Gmail account. It's my teacher. Well, teachers aren't going to use Gmail accounts. They're going to use their official school email address. And if they're asking for money or asking you to click on a link, and you know, just second guess it. Make sure, you know, that you're expecting it. Because some are legitimate, you know, emails from your teacher. I get that. But again, some scammers are taking advantage of the situation and saying that this is endorsed by your school, or your teacher asked us to send you this link, or they want you to buy this thing, and it's not the teacher at all, had nothing to do with it.
And I know that we want to make sure that, you know, parents are aware of social media accounts that their kids might have, because there's just a, we all know there's a lot of danger out there, and even, of course, scams that students who aren't, or kids who aren't used to dealing with, aren't going to recognize right away.
Exactly. I think the kids, like we were both kids, we thought we know it all. And I did as well as a kid. And what happens is, you know, in the old traditional days, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have all these social media sites. So our parents knew where we were going and who we were talking to because, you know, you only had one phone in the house. Well, now the social media internet has opened up the world to your child. So you got to be very, you know, protective. You got to determine what they're doing and who they're talking to. And you got to go over to privacy settings with them, especially as the younger kids, and the ones under 13, there's a lot of privacy settings that may need to be put in place, but parents don't realize that they need to get involved on that side. So if you do have a child, younger child, it's best to go over to the privacy things, switch settings on each of those different sites they're on. But again, the kids think they know it all, and they don't share that information. So as parents, you know, I have children too, and you had to go a little bit deeper than you did years ago, because that social media site, I mean, there's criminals, there's predators, there's all sorts of little scammers that will harm your child or do anything possible. They don't care. They don't care if it's your child. They don't care if it's a 13-year-old boy. They don't care. They just want the money. They want your information, or they want you to click on something. So it's imperative of parents to understand what your kids are getting themselves into, but also make sure you understand the pitfalls of that social media stuff. And there's a lot of stuff, you know, for parents on social media, what not to do and do, given out by their schools. So you just have to go to the school resource counselors of most schools, and they'll tell you how to do all this. I'm not an expert in the social media world, but I'm an expert in telling parents that, I trust me, I've seen the scams. I've seen the pedophiles and the things that come out through the internet, the dark, dark web out there. And these criminals are not here. They could be somewhere across the world. You know, soliciting your children, you know, for information or whatever it may be. So it's a dark, dark web out there still. And everybody thinks that you're fully protected by going on the main websites. You're not, because the criminals go on those websites too. You know, by the time that Google or the others or Facebook find out it's a scam, they take it down, but it could be weeks later, months later. And unfortunately, you know, I think in the last 3 or so years, Facebook has taken down a billion pages, wow, accounts, fake fraudulent accounts. So think about that, you know, a billion across the world. And you can't tell who's, you know, you got to make sure you understand what you're getting yourself into.
And one more thing I wanted to touch on along these lines. You talked about, you know, knowing what the privacy settings are. But there's a few things that the Better Business Bureau kind of noted, like specific things that can help with online privacy. And one of them was the Children's Advertising Review Unit. So what is this?
Well, we have many units at the Better Business Bureau. It's information, if they go to our website, you can get information about, you know, looking at child advertising. And if you want to file a complaint against any of the companies that may be soliciting to your children. But it also provides information on what parents need to look out for. So all this information about what we can help consumers, children, you know, whatever, maybe businesses, is all on bbb.org, which is our main website. But it's really a group that monitors the advertising to children and making sure that they meet our Better Business Bureau standards and they're not violating any rules or regulations in harming the children. So we the Better Business Bureau is to protect and educate consumers, and we do review advertisements, we do review websites, and we let people know when we have concerns.
Okay, Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, serving Chicago and Northern Illinois. Thanks so much for the time. Covered a lot of ground today and a lot of important stuff. So I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Consumers, they could check with the Better Business Bureau before doing business with the company. You'd be in a better position. You know, go to bbb.org and find a business you can trust.
And that's it for this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score. If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That's scorevalues670@gmail.com. I'm Adam Staszynski. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.